In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Thursday, everybody. You've almost made it through the week. One more day left. For some of you that work four-day weeks, you're maybe already there. But for some of us, we got a couple more days after today. So hope you're enjoying your beautiful Colorado day. And it actually is very beautiful out. I know it's a little bit chilly, 45 degrees, but still a nice day outside. Yesterday's impossible question. According to a recent British survey, the top thing British people might lie about in a social situation, the answer is about a job. Number two answer was what we were looking for is travel experiences. Travel experiences. Number three, the amount of exercise they do. Number four, their salary. Number five, their dating life. Number six, their cooking skills. Number seven, their past careers. Number eight, the films they've seen. Why would you lie about a film you saw? And number nine, their baking skills. Just a side note, you Brits are your own breed. Those are not things we really, some of those things on there, we don't care about even talking about in public. But hey, that's the British survey. Today's impossible question. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 32% of people say they have taken up this hobby during the pandemic. What is it? Think outside of traditional hobbies and more women than men. So, Charlie, think through that one. 32% of people say that they have taken up this hobby during the pandemic. What is it? Think outside the traditional hobbies, more women than men. This is a third of the people almost. This is quite a bit, actually. So a third of the people have taken up this hobby. You can answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page, by the way. And honestly, I don't have a good answer, folks. Oh, Charlie says baking. You know, good answer, Charlie. That might be. I guess baking's a hobby. It's not a necessity. You don't have to bake to eat, so I guess it would be a hobby. So anyways, that's Charlie's answer. Answer that for yourself on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. A lot of you will text us those questions, and I will do a better job of looking at my text messages earlier in the show to give those answers out as well. You can text us an answer, 307-200-8222. So, yes, this is a mistake. I don't know why. Every now and again, I mean, I used to be pretty religious about this, but anymore, it's a rarity. But last night, sitting on the couch, it's 10 o'clock, and I thought, what the heck, I'll flip the news on just to see what's there. I'm rarely up that late. Second of all, I rarely watch the news at 10 o'clock. Charlie knows that and knows me that I just don't do that. But I thought, what the heck, I'll flip it on. Might as well. And as 9 News goes, and the little communist Kyle Clark, which, yes, that's what he is. He's just a little communist. And I would tell him that to his face, by the way. I'm not saying anything I wouldn't say to his face, because he is. He's not just a lefty. He's a communist. They bring up several different news stories, of course. And as I'm sitting there watching it, I'm thinking to myself, if this is where the majority of people find their news, it's no wonder the country's as screwed up as it is. And it's no wonder Joe Biden has the amount of votes that he has. If they're real or not, it's another discussion we'll get into later in the show. But I watch the news, and literally I think to myself, if this is what most people get their news source from, or, you know, get their news from, and this is the source they use, it's no wonder we're in bad shape. Well, I don't think anything I heard last night was reported on remotely in the accurate manner that it should be. Now, I guess you could say it's accurate. Let me give you an example. They lead in with a story last night about contact tracing apps in the fact that very few people are using them. And, of course, they give you the spiel on why we should and here's how you sign up and so on and so forth. And I'm thinking to myself, that's not the right way to report on that story, because contact tracing is not going to fix where we are as a society with COVID. And so they interviewed somebody from Jefferson County on the fact that, you know, they try to reach out to people and some people respond and some people don't. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, because they don't want to. They don't have to. It's none of the authority's business as to where I've been, where I'm at, and where I'm going. You know, suck an egg, authorities. I'm not telling you where I'm at, where I'm going, where I've been. None of your business. But they made a big deal out of it on 9 News. And I went ahead and read the article today. Jefferson County once called contacts within 24 hours of a positive test. A phone call now might take 3 days if one is made at all. And I'm thinking, fine, why are you calling? Why does it matter? It doesn't. So that was one story I was watching. Of course, you know, President-elect Joe Biden was mentioned, and I'm thinking, okay, first of all, he's not president-elect yet. They, in a way, were, you know, I shouldn't say making fun, but you could tell that they didn't want to actually talk about the fact that there's lawsuits going on around the country to dispel some of the rumors. That's what I'm going to call it. Rumors that Joe Biden has actually won the election. Because, folks, they're rumors until it's verified. You can say that I'm wrong and that the news media is correct, but they're not, folks. Nothing's been certified. There's only a few states that have certified anything. And some of the key states have not been. In some cases, there's a complete, you know, redo of the ballot counting, like in Georgia. We talked about that last night, where they're going to now hand count every ballot. So, folks, it's far from over. But yet the news media, Channel 9 being one of them, you know, all they did was talk about President-elect Biden. He's done this, and he's done that, and he's going to do this, and he's going to do that. And I'm thinking, it's no wonder the country's screwed up when you watch this stuff on a nightly basis. Folks, I would encourage you, if you know anybody out there that's actually watching a regular news channel, 7, 9, 4, 31 even, if that's where they're getting their news, they are going to be sadly going down the wrong path. That's all I'm going to say about that. And I will continue to say this. I don't care how many COVID cases we have. I care about COVID deaths, as long as they're the deaths that are only from COVID and not in those that are most vulnerable, because, again, I feel like those people have vulnerabilities in other areas anyways. We've talked about that many, many times on the show. I'm not going to get into that right now. Bottom line, I don't care about actual cases. But, boy, I tell you what, the news media does. And they showed a line last night. I think it was for the one up in Adams County. They have a drive-through up there, and they were showing all the cars in it waiting to drive through and so on. And I'm thinking to myself, first of all, if you're a healthy adult, why do you need to even go through a drive-through test? And second of all, if you're able to drive to the testing center, you can't be in that bad of shape. Just my own two cents, folks. And I know a lot of you will disagree with me when it comes to COVID and my view on it and mask wearing and all of that. Oh, the other thing that was on there last night was all the remote learning that's now going to happen. Folks, we are handling, and I've said this many times, I'm going to keep saying it, we have handled this whole COVID situation in Colorado completely backwards of what we should be doing. There are also, just as a side note, rumors out there. Don't know if these are true or not, but I've heard some grumblings and some rumors that there may be a total shutdown in Colorado on the 15th, which would be Sunday, right? Tomorrow's the 13th. The 15th would be Sunday. There are those out there claiming that there may be a total shutdown on the 15th. I cannot verify that. I don't know if that's true. If any of you have any information on that, feel free to let me know. I've not heard that, read that, but there's rumors that are being passed my way that that's what's coming. So if you have any information on that, please let me know. All right, let's take a break. Mighty Hand Construction is up next, folks. And whatever you need when it comes to the remodel of your home, kitchen, bath, complete basement refinish, you want to add an addition, you want to build an outbuilding, whatever it happens to be, Mighty Hand Construction is there for you, and they would love to help you. They're in the Northern Colorado market, I should say, and that's what they're looking to do as far as their work goes. But if you've got any questions, please give them a call. They would love to help you and walk you through anything you have going on, even if you're not in their area. Give them a call. KLZradio.com, 970-844-9191.
You will get burned looking for the cheapest option. Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand Construction find that a lot of homeowners don't understand the true value of a reliable contractor. Suppose you try to manage your own remodeling project and the guy working on your basement botches the job. Now it's up to you to make him fix it or find someone else to correct his mistakes. You call company after company asking for estimates and no one will call you back. Then once they finally do get back to you, they expect you to do most of the work yourself, including coming up with the actual construction plans. It's like they don't want your money. As a local, full-service construction company in Northern Colorado, Mighty Hand operates character first, overseeing your entire project from beginning to end. Make sure you hire a contractor who will handle the process for you. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers, and he's got ways to help you pay for that upgrade you may want to do on your home. And a lot of you are thinking, well, I don't want to take on the extra debt and this, that, and the other. Well, you know, depending upon the condition of your home, yeah, you may go into a little bit more debt or increase your mortgage amount, but depending on how you structure that, you may not pay any more money per month than you are now. And keep this in mind, the majority of what you do in those cases of whether it be a basement refinish, kitchen, et cetera, you can actually increase the value of your home in some cases up to 90 cents on the dollar. Plus, you get to live in a nicer home when it's all said and done. So give Kurt a call. He can help you with all of that. 720-895-0500. Again, 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
A good shop is up next, folks. If you're involved in any kind of a collision or you're just looking for some advice on what to do and maybe a past collision you didn't get fixed yet, a good shop can help you with any or all of the above. They're certified in lots of areas on lots of different vehicles. Just call to find out which location to go to depending upon your make and model, and they will handle the rest. And don't forget, doesn't matter what your insurance company tells you, you can go to a good shop. You are in control of the repair process of your vehicle. Make sure that you keep it that way. Two locations in North Glen, one in Commerce City. That's a good shop. Find them at klzradio.com.
You don't want to feel like just a number. Al Sturm, owner of a good shop collision repair, offers a different experience from the corporate conglomerates. After 40 years in the auto body industry, Al has been hearing the same thing from his customers for decades. Everybody's looking for a good shop, somewhere you can find quality service in a timely manner without wondering whether or not you're being ripped off. It's hard to know what's going on when nobody will talk to you. Today, as the owner of three locations in North Glen and Commerce City, Al gives his customers exactly what they're looking for, an independent, family-owned collision repair shop where you're more than just a number. At a good shop, not only will the final product be flawless and safe, covered by a good shop lifetime guarantee, but Al and his team will actually take the time to communicate what's going on with your vehicle. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Warren joining us now. Warren, how are you, sir?
Oh, my God, boy. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up? Haven't heard from you for a week or so.
No, I've been incognito.
What have you been doing?
Working.
Okay, that's all right then.
That's better than listen to the election crap.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And no, you're spot on, John, on 98% of your opinions I love.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's a funny story, but I think even Weld County is trying to annex now to Wyoming.
Well,
I don't know if you've heard about that one.
I have not, but you know what? More power to them. I'd give them my vote if they did.
I tell you what, Polis, he reached out. I know two of the county commissioners there, and they got a call from Polis. He's trying to patch things up. And they said, hey, look, we're better off in Wyoming than we are here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I tell you, John, a lot of influx of people from Colorado moving to Cheyenne.
And you can't blame them, Warren. I mean, honestly, you look at what's going on down here. You look at what just happened with the election and the repeal of the Gallagher Amendment and some of the other things that we're not going to have to deal with as a state down here. Yeah, you can't blame them for doing so.
No, but I am ashamed because you and I grew up in a different era.
Yes, we did. Definitely did.
Colorado was a really good state at one time.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it's unfortunate, Warren, that that all of our politics in the state have been literally overrun, and I mean that sincerely, literally overrun by the left.
Yeah, and I don't know. They must like chaos. I always enjoyed order.
I don't get it.
So, you know, we'll just have to do the best we can and go from there. But it is a bit, it's just a bit sad, that's all. You would think by this time they would have elections fixed pretty well.
Yep.
It's not that hard.
Nope, it is not.
So, you know, you could go on about it all night, but it's not going to change anything, and I can't change it.
Nope, I can't either, and all we can do is try to fight the fight. You know, there's two ways to look at it, Warren, for Coloradans that want to see us, you know, on the conservative side. Either continue to fight the fight, or, you know, at some point you're just going to lose conservatives and they're going to go to another state. That's the other option, Warren, is people are just going to get tired and leave, unfortunately, and that's going to make it worse.
Yes, it will, because these communities don't come back overnight.
No, they do not. You are spot on. They do not.
So, just wanted to give you a cheers up.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, Warren. Good talking to you, as always. You're the man.
You know I love you, bro.
Love you, too, man. Thanks for your service as well. Yesterday being Veterans Day, I appreciate all you do, sir. Thanks, Warren. And he's a great guy. I really appreciate Warren calling in. This just came into me via text message. I have not had time to actually research this. This is coming from two or three different websites, by the way. I've seen this in multiple places. I just got a text message in. The headline reads, Hammer and Scorecard, ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC live data feed, basically talking about how the real results of the election, once all of this nonsense is shaken out, there's actually data to prove Trump wins by 305 electors. Now, again, I have not had time to go through. There's a little video on this particular website that was sent to me. I have not had time to watch that. But maybe throughout the day today, as I have time in between guests, I'd like to ask some questions. One being, I can ask it now. This will get things wound up. I'm going to ask Steve House the same question. What if Trump actually does succeed in a lot of these lawsuits, ends up with enough electoral votes to win? How many riots and burning down of cities happens after that? 303-477-5600. So if Trump wins, what happens next? I do have the Darwin Award, by the way, the winner of today's Darwin Award, the week, actually. This was a a tweet sent out by UN Watch. Okay? UN, like United Nations Watch. China, newly elected to the UN Human Rights Council, just reviewed the U.S. human rights record. China, this is a quote, wishes to recommend to the U.S. that we root out systemic racism, address widespread police brutality, and combat discrimination against African and Asian Americans. This is coming from China through UN Watch. And I gave them the Darwin Award because this has to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. China telling us how to handle our citizenry given the fact of what they do in their country? This is laughable. It's why they get the Darwin Award. I can't believe they'd have the kahunas to even say this. Shows you what happens, folks, when they feel they have the upper hand, especially after an election where they feel their candidate, Joe Biden. Yes, I said China's candidate, Joe Biden, won. I'm going to repeat that. China's candidate, Joe Biden. Joe is in the back pocket of the Chinese, or they're in his back pocket, I should say. And if he does end up being the victor, watch what happens with China, folks. We've talked about that many times. The liberal lie of the week, by the way. There's a postal worker. I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but there's a postal worker who essentially was a whistleblower on what was happening inside of the post office in Pennsylvania. And he was questioned by the authorities and the FBI and some other things. And actually, Project Veritas had him wired, and they did not know that. The authorities did not know that. The news media will tell you that he recanted his ballot tampering claim, which, by the way, nothing along those lines happened. That's not true. He did not recant. In fact, he's came out afterwards and said, no, I didn't recant anything. I was coerced into signing something that I never should have signed. And there's actually recordings of what was said in that particular interrogation whereby he was coerced into signing a document. So there's an investigation going on into that right now. And again, something you will not see on 9 News, by the way, is what I just said. You'll hear the news media talk about how this particular gentleman recanted. They did not. It was coerced. They forced him to execute this watered-down, lukewarm affidavit. They did so during an interrogation where, again, they denied him the opportunity to be represented by counsel, even though he confirmed with them that he had counsel. So this guy had counsel, was asking for counsel. They denied it, got him to sign some sort of a weak quasi-affidavit saying he denied, you know, basically retracted what he said about what was going on in the post office. Luckily, it was all being recorded. And if you want to read more about that, you can go to thewashingtontimes.com. There's an agent Strasser who said, quote, unquote, I'm trying to twist you a little bit. I'm scaring you here. We have senators involved, DOJ involved. Reason they called me in is to harass. This is being recorded, folks. And you're not going to hear this in mainstream media. You watch Channel 9 News like I did last night, you're not hearing this. The whistleblower, Richard Hopkins, by the way, said, I did not recant. He says, I've been played by the same federal agents on the audio coercing and scaring the whistleblower to water down allegations. As reporters, they are required to include Richard's denial. Required. They did not, by the way. Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, released a snippet of the exchange Tuesday in which a man identified as a USPS OIG investigator said that this storm is getting crazy and that the reason they called me in is to try to harass that storm, to try to reel it back before it gets really crazy. End quote. By the way, this is all on tape. It's been recorded. So folks, again, you're not going to hear this in mainstream media. You're not going to hear it on the nightly news, and you're definitely not going to hear this come out of the communist Kyle Clark at 9 News. And I mean what I say when I call him a communist, because he is. Might as well just go to Russia and live there. That guy is scum. Total scum. He doesn't care about you as a Coloradan any more than Kevin Polis does. Keep in mind, Kyle's a transplant. Didn't grow up here anyways. He's only here for the paycheck, as far as I'm concerned. Michael Bailey Law, mobile estate planning is next, by the way. Michael will help you be prepared for when you leave this earth. By the way, all of us will at some point in time. Don't know when. None of us do. But Michael will make sure that your estate is in order when you do. Give him a call today at 720-394-6887 or klzradio.com.
Once you die, it's too late. For a variety of reasons, neither KLZ nor Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law recommend seances or any other means of attempting to communicate with your deceased loved ones. Yes, you might wish you knew their final wishes, but once they've passed on, it's too late to find out. Your best option is to visit klzradio.com/estate now while you're still alive. Because KLZ's mobile estate planner absolutely insists on writing your will before you die.
Barber's Foods, folks, and it's Barber's with an S, barbersfoods.com. We had Greg Bloom on with us all day yesterday. Really enjoy having Greg on. Had some great comments on, you know, what we talked about when it came to meat and turkeys and how to cook a turkey and what to do and how to prep and all those different things. And boy, when you talk about being an expert in meat, that is great. Greg knows meat about like I know cars. Seriously, if you want to know anything about a meat product, he's the guy to talk to. And he's always willing to answer your questions. That's a great thing about Barber's Foods. Don't forget, right now, with any order, you get 2 pounds of free ground Wagyu. And by the way, it is delicious. I've eaten it myself, and it is absolutely fabulous. And they would love to take care of you and all of your meat needs. So they're going to come up with some different family packs as well. You can find all of those at barbersfoods.com. Again, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barbersfoods.com.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
We stand on the shoulders of giants. As Veterans Day week comes to a close, it's important to reflect on the lives of those who did, were, and are willing to give their last full measure of devotion so that you and I can live freely. Kim Munson here. Friday, we have an amazing show for you. Our guest is 98-year-old Major General John Ron. General Ron was with the 5th Ranger Battalion, 1st Wave, on Omaha Beach, D-Day, 1944. Don't miss it this Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., and again, 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560.
Want to learn how to speak clearly, effectively, and persuasively? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at KimMunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. One more thing I want to add before we take some calls here on the liberal lie of the week is on Facebook, you'll notice different things that pop up about the election, and it'll say things like, election updates, Joe Biden remains the projected winner of the 2020 U.S. presidential election. This is by Facebook, by the way. No, actually, he doesn't at this point. Election officials say the voter fraud, which is historically rare, has not affected any outcome in this election. How can they say that? They don't know what the outcome of any of this is yet. And if any election official is saying that is lying, because they don't know that. They have confirmed that mail-in voting was conducted in accordance with state voting rules. Maybe not. Again, these are things yet to be determined, and Facebook is out of line in posting these things. Of course, we already know where they come from in all of this. Bill in Boulder, you're next.
Hey, good afternoon, John. I got a COVID story and then a election story for you real quick.
Let's hear it.
First, the COVID thing. I was lucky enough to talk to two very level-headed CU Boulder students yesterday, good conservative guys. And, you know, I asked them about being locked down there. And one of them said he has not attended an actual class this entire year, and the virtual learning is just not, and he's an engineering student. It's not like he's studying, you know, diversity studies or something like that, you know? Yeah. It's just not, you know, they were both pretty upset. I think the other one was like a computer science major.
What a waste of tuition, by the way.
That was what they were upset about. And I said, I thought you guys were, isn't there some initiative there to try to get some refund? And they said, we've heard something about that, but we really doubt that it's going to happen. And they're not coming home after they go home for Thanksgiving either. They finish out the semester from home.
Unbelievable.
So, you know, the virtual thing is just, they said it's nowhere near the experience that we're paying for, right?
Of course. Unbelievable. What a travesty.
And I shared too with them what the president makes, because, you know, I think his name was Kennedy, and he got that job a couple of years ago, and it was in all the papers up here about, you know, I think the guy makes, you know, close to $1 million a year with bonuses and perks and so forth. And they were actually aghast when I shared that with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then kind of coming in on your question too about, you know, what if
Trump pulls it out? That's right.
Yeah, it's been on the back of my mind the past couple of days because, you know, everybody, you know, the left is just super excited about how they think everything has turned out thus far and will turn out. And I think it's just going to be complete mayhem.
It's funny that you and I both have been thinking the same thing. And again, I don't have a predictor. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. It could be another month even before we even have any idea of what's really happening. But you know what? I'm not trying to be a predictor, folks, but I tell you what, if some of the things that I've been reading about actually do happen and get found and some of these things come to light, Donald Trump's your president.
Right. You know, and going back to the whistleblower that you're talking about, I think he was a former Marine, and I happened to watch the video yesterday, and, you know, you get a sense of people, of a person, and their kind of integrity just by watching them speak, you know. Good eye contact, didn't stumble over his words. Seemed to me like he was telling the truth. You know, so I would just say to people, you know, don't, you know, things seem like they're okay, but they can go sideways pretty quick. So, you know, make sure you got some food in the house. And,
yeah, agree. I agree. Well, yeah, very well said. In fact, Bill, I think
in case everything goes crazy.
I think you're reminding me of, I think, you know, between, you know, given that next week, you know, we head into Thanksgiving the week after, I think next week I'll spend a little time on some of the things that you're talking about, not to scare anybody, but just to make sure that people are, you know, aware and ready. And, you know, here's the worst case that can happen, Bill. Nothing happens and you're still ready. It's better to be that than to have something happen and not be ready.
Absolutely. Especially this time of year, you know, we might get an ice storm and you don't have power for a week. And, you know, it's always good to just be ready anyhow.
That's exactly right. So, I wrote that down. I will do that next week.
Outstanding. Hey, take care.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Dan and Blackhawk, you're next.
How you doing, John?
Good, sir. How are you, Dan?
Doing good. Hey, a little story for you about Warren and people going to Wyoming. I was up last week deer hunting on Three Forks Ranch, which is northwest of Steamboat. They're on the Wyoming border.
Okay.
And the guide I was with, it took me 25 years to get the tag, but the guy took me through the ranch. It's a playground for the rich, basically. But they were building an additional lodge up there, and they dug a hole in Colorado, and then when they figured out all the permitting and all the additional taxes and everything else that Colorado requires, they filled in the hole. They moved it 50 feet, which was in Wyoming. And Wyoming has much less restrictive building codes and permits and everything. And they're building their lodge on Wyoming property. So Colorado, being greedy as they are going to lose out on all the hotel tax revenue that this ranch is going to draw from people going up there and staying.
Interesting. Good story. No, Colorado's got to get some stuff back online, period.
Yeah, and then related to COVID, I've two stories. I work up at the casinos, of course, and the state shut down the table games tomorrow at 8 a.m.
I heard that.
Gilpin County had an increase in COVID cases from like 7 to 17 in a two-week period, and they shut it down because of the increased cases of COVID in Gilpin County. The thing that I'm asking, I'm talking to the dealers, I'm trying to get some audits done with table games before they shut down, but there's no proof that those COVID cases happened at the casinos, and that's why there was an increase in COVID cases in Gilpin County. They just shut it down, and that has an effect on not only the dealers that work there, but the casino I work for brought on additional people because we were busier. And now that we probably are not going to be as busy, there's going to be additional people that probably are going to be either furloughed or laid off because the casino just can't afford to pay people when we don't have as much business.
Mm.
And there is no plan. Like if the cases go down, I'm hoping that the state will release and that they'll be able to reopen the tables. But I'm thinking it's going to go the other way, and they're going to end up shutting down the casinos altogether.
Which
employs thousands of people.
I would not be shocked at that.
And they're one of the pit supervisors I talked to. He got the COVID, and he has money. He has some other medical issues, and it hit him hard. And he told me that he probably should have went to the hospital, but he stayed home. He had a nebulizer and our butyrol or whatever that is, and he was doing it constantly. But he said he would lose his breath getting up from his bedroom to go to the bathroom. That's how bad it was for him.
Hmm.
Now we had a college student at our church, and she tested positive for the COVID, and it was like a head cold to her.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the thing that gets me is we know that this is a respiratory virus. Why haven't they been emphasizing to people to stop smoking?
I don't know.
I mean, not
great question.
Not forcing them, but saying, hey, this is a respiratory thing. If you're smoking, we strongly suggest that you try to quit so that if you do get
great
the
question.
Virus, you can fight that. And then all summer long, why weren't we preparing for an influx or an increase in viruses and getting...
I lost you, Dan.
Supposedly, if we have an increase in hospital bed stays, we could have been ready for this.
I agree. Dan, well said. No, I agree. I've got, by the way, I got Steve House. Dan, thanks. I got Steve House joining us. Maybe he can help answer some of these things as well. Steve, how are you, sir? Welcome.
I'm doing pretty well, John. How are you?
Good. And you heard a little bit about what Dan was saying. And honestly, great question. Why, as a state, were we not doing some of these things to be prepared for this time of year?
That's sad. It's, you know, why aren't we distributing vitamin D if we're going to kill the economy? The cost of killing the economy with what we continue to do with the 25% numbers, you know, get vitamin D and zinc out to everybody. What are we waiting for? We know those are immune systems.
Great question. It goes back to what Dan just said a moment ago. If we've, you know, quote unquote, known that this was coming, which, you know, they've been predicting this for a little while, that we would maybe see an increase as we got into the fall months, the weather cools off and so on. Really, what's going on now, to me, is not shocking by any shape, you know, way, shape, or form. But shutting businesses down actually is, Steve. We've done this once. We know the repercussions, and we're going to do it again. I should give the state of Colorado the Darwin Award winner today.
Yeah, I know. It's an insanity thing. You know, there was a study done in Maine, and I'll forward this to you, about how they believe masks are actually causing people to get COVID, and how there's another one showing that masks end up giving people, I think they called it COVID-19 dental problems.
Hmm.
So, you know, you wear this mask, right, and cloth masks don't work. I mean, I don't care what people say. I don't care what the governor says. You know, the data, the science says they don't work. So
right. If
that's the case, and then people take these cloth masks and they breathe into them and they get germs on them. They throw them in the seat of their car.
Yep.
And then they put them back on and they breathe the bacteria and they're getting respiratory viruses that are not COVID because they're putting on dirty masks all the time. I mean, where is the sense in this thing?
There's not. And I've said it for really, Steve, since the beginning. And, you know, I have come out and basically taken the position that if, but the, it's a huge if, because it doesn't get done, to your point a second ago, what you just said. If people actually properly wore masks the way that the medical community puts them on, takes them off, and deals with them, then you know what? I might be a little bit more of a believer when it comes to masks and what they do. But given the fact that no one does that, it's the biggest worthless thing, Steve, I think we've ever done as a country.
I know. And on top of that, you know, the study, the main study, which I'll send you, is somewhere around 85-87% of people who get COVID are wearing a mask most of the time. And, you know, so there's, I'm not anti-mask. I'm just anti-inaction or sensible steps, right? And, you know, the WHO continues to say, even with the rise in infections, or positive tests, I should say, because I don't want to call them cases if you don't have to be treated. But even in that rise, they're saying lockdowns don't work. They're not the right strategy.
Right.
So why are we threatening lockdowns, continuously putting people in a place where they think they're going to have to shut their business down again?
I just got a text message in as well from somebody that's actually in the medical community that says, yes, to your comments on wearing of masks, it's crazy what goes on with mask wearers. So, Steve, we've got folks in the medical community that are literally agreeing with you because of what you and I both observe on a regular basis. And I, for one, frankly, I mean, I will only put on a mask when I absolutely have to.
Well, and you know what, there's a place for them, but it's in a hospital when you have, you know, a debris field coming from surgical procedures and other things. I mean, you know, it's true that people should probably social distance and keep away from each other a little bit. But the main thing is you don't create success, according to the WHO and every doctor I know, by quarantining people who are healthy.
No.
You have to quarantine people who are sick. Taiwan, you know what they do in Taiwan, John? I know this for a fact because I just talked to some people from Taiwan that I've done business with. They said, you know, if you get sick, if you have a temperature, they put you into a 14-day quarantine. If you come out of that quarantine, you pay a $35,000 fine if you come out early other than that 14 days.
Hmm.
No one comes out of the quarantine early, right? They stay for 14 days. All the healthy people are walking around doing just fine, and they never did a lockdown. 7 deaths in the total country. Wow. I know we're different than they are, but those are rational things.
Yeah, we've not done this at all, in my opinion, and you know my thoughts on this, at all from the get-go. We have totally taken something that, in my opinion, could have been very easily managed, and we have mismanaged it across the board. And no, that's not coming from the Trump administration. I'm talking the doctors, the epidemiologists, the quote-unquote experts, including a lot of governors, Steve, are the ones that have handled this incorrectly, not Trump.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Trump administration, all you can do as a federal government is, you know, try to make sure that you can get as much supply of PPE as you can, deal with the ventilators, you know, the warp speed, the fact that we have a vaccine. Of course, we announced it 3 days after the election. We're not going to have a second vaccine from Moderna. I mean, those are all things that exactly what the federal government should be doing. Mm-hmm. The rest of it is state-based.
Yep.
And, you know, Andrew Cuomo threatening the president now that, you know, he thinks he's lost. It's just idiocy. I don't know why anybody thinks Andrew Cuomo knows what he's doing, because he's the one who's had the highest death rate and has taken no responsibility for it.
Yeah, and the reality, Steve, I said this a little earlier before you came on, it ain't over till the fat lady sings, and she hasn't sung yet.
Yeah, on the election piece itself. I think that you know, because we have a vaccine, you know what I don't want to hear as a citizen is I don't want to hear Joe Biden's, you know, doctor in charge say, well, you know, we need to do this globally, not just the U.S. Mm-hmm. Well, right now, the United States economy needs to come back, and I sure as heck hope they prioritize the vaccine for people in the U.S. And someone like you or me probably doesn't need the vaccine right away,
mm-mm,
but there are some people who need it, and we ought to give it to those people first.
Agree. No, I don't need it. No, I'm with you. Well said. Steve, I got to run. Thanks, as always. I appreciate it. We'll talk next week. Let's do this. Bob from Purifoy is going to join me in just a minute, give us some updates on what's going on up there. In the meantime, Enchanted Kitchens is next. If you want that Enchanted Kitchen, which, by the way, they do a great job on making that happen, just go to klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home.
Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Franktown Firearms is next, folks, and if you're looking to buy a gun or ammo or get trained, they've got it all, and they got plenty of inventory, so go check them out today. klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Bruce Simmons, he is our reverse mortgage specialist. If you've ever thought about using a reverse mortgage to tap into that equity, maybe there's some upgrades you want to do, or you just need some extra help to live on, you can do that with the equity on your home through a reverse mortgage. Call Bruce today, 303-467-7821, or find him at klzradio.com.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free, liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Teresa at the Campion Church said, "I have worked with this company for 9 years. They are some of the best people to work with. When I call for service on our copier, they are always looking to get there as soon as they can. One time I had a deadline and my copier was down. I called them up to see if I could use a copier in their office, and they said, 'Come right on over.' Duke has personally come and delivered a copier for our use for a few weeks to make high-speed copies. I have enjoyed working with BES and would definitely recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
KLZ 560, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Bob Finnegan joining us from Pure Force Chevrolet as we speak. And Steve Horvath from Geno's walked in, so we're going to talk to Steve for a little bit in the 4 o'clock hour as well. Bob, what's up, sir?
How are you doing, sir?
You know, given the climate, we're doing okay.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
The mental institution, which is the United States of America right now.
Yeah, you know, crazy. We just keep trucking along, and, you know, we got to do what we got to do.
Yeah, I am absolutely amazed that a guy who hides in his basement for 6 months can get 77 million votes.
I know. Well, we're going to find out in, I think, the next week or two whether or not that's the case.
Yeah, we will find out. I personally am a little skeptical because I think I think the cheating happened long before November 3rd.
I think
there was stuff in mailboxes like ballot boxes. But
you could be right. We'll find out.
One man's opinion.
All right, yeah. So hey, what's going on at Purefoy?
We got a lot of really good stuff going on right now. You know, inventory is short on the new side, but we're doing pretty well. I think we've got about a dozen 2021s, and then we've got a fair amount of inventory on trucks, which is, you know, kind of our bread and butter.
Correct.
And Chevy, at least, is paying attention. GM paying attention. We've got really good rebates. Equinox has $47.50 on it, plus bonus cash. Colorado's got $3,000 plus bonus cash. Silverados have like $4,500 plus bonus cash.
Hmm.
And we've got pretty decent stock in that, which is nice.
Good. Okay, good. What about used?
Yeah. I have a really nice vehicle that I wanted to run by and get offered to the listeners here. It's a 2019 F-150 XLT crew cab four-wheel drive EcoBoost, 10-speed automatic. It's got a retail book of around $37,000.
Okay.
We have it online for $33,900, and I'd throw another grand at listeners. If somebody wants to come in and buy that for $32,900, that is an absolute steal for what it
is.
Yeah,
great deal. Okay, 2019 F-150, what color?
White, and it has
even better
55,000 miles. And it, on an off note, and something I want to just throw out there, we have a 2021 Camaro ZL1 in stock, sitting on the ground.
Hmm. Do you?
So
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really nice car.
Oh man, they are so fast too.
Oh, such a rocket ship! What color car to drive.
Yeah, yeah. What color is it?
That's black.
It's a black car. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, black with black interior with the red accents.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a sweet car, and that's a car that we don't have that often.
You know,
it's nice to actually have one on the ground. So.
That's a runner. Great car, by the way.
You got it.
Okay. Bob, as always, you're the man, sir.
Great talking to you.
You too. Likewise. Have a great evening. And that's Purefoy Chevrolet again. Find them at 303-659-8311 or purefoychevrolet.com. John and Cheyenne, hang tight. We'll be right back right after this Purefoy Chevrolet ad.
After all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. John and Cheyenne, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing
today,
John?
Good, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yep. I'm surprised Warren didn't mention the wind. It's been howling up here since the beginning of the week.
Yeah, so it's really blowing, huh?
Oh, yeah, and it's through Saturday night. There's a 70-mile-an-hour chance for gusts on Saturday.
We've had a little bit here, but not that bad.
Oh, no. This is one of those things, you know, I'm 6'4", 250, and when I step out from behind my house, I have to lean into the wind or
get
stepped back two steps.
Wow.
But, you know, talking about the election, I got a feeling this is going to go, if you read Article 2, Section 1 and the 12th Amendment, this is going to be settled in the House somewhere in the first week of January.
You think?
I'm thinking that if the Trump team proves that there were enough shenanigans, the Supreme Court's just going to say, we can't let you certify the vote in, say, Pennsylvania, Michigan. Then nobody's at 260, at 270.
Hmm.
And it goes to the House.
Hmm.
And guess who wins in the House?
Trump.
Yep, because I think it's 27 states have a Republican majority in their congressional, their House delegations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wyoming, we have our whole one, but that one is the same as California.
That's
if
right.
It does go into the House.
That's right.
So this, I think it's going to wind up in the Supreme Court, but we'll know. I reread and was reading online. The Electoral College meets on the Wednesday after the second Monday in December. I don't know exactly what date that is, but that's when they meet. So that's when we have until they can say, okay, or they're just going to let Biden win. I think it's all up to the Supreme Court.
Okay.
What do you think?
You know what? I don't know. Once we get a little farther along with some of these lawsuits, get into, you know, possibly even next week or the week after, which, by the way, folks, you're not going to know any sooner than that. I'll give you a little more feeling on it at that point, John, because I think we'll know a little more. Yeah. I mean, you could be right. If things don't really get dialed in by then, you could be right.
Right. One other thing. There was an article from that One American News, which is pretty far to the right.
Yes.
That said that they had proof that a computer system in Pennsylvania flipped over a half a million votes.
I saw that. I did see that. I did see that article.
It hasn't been documented or anything like that. But if they could prove something like that, that system was the same system that was used in like 40 states.
That's right. And you know what? If that ends up being true, I think it's in Trump's world at that point. John, I got to run. Thank you, man.
Have a great one, Bob.
You too, man. We'll have two more hours coming your way. Again, Steve Horvath, Geno's Auto Service with me today. We'll be right back. If you're enjoying our rerun, we appreciate it very much. Thanks for listening. I know it's close to 7 o'clock for those of you that are doing so. We do appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, with movie reviews for movie rentals, and it'll be Time Machine movies. Otherwise, Hour 2 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.